Welcome to a Pulp Event podcast, brought to you by the PulpNet, your link to the online world of the pulp magazines for over 25 years. Online at thepulp.net. In this Pulp Event podcast, Henry G. Franke discusses the unfinished tales of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Mars, Venus, Pelota, and Tarzan's Africa. Henry is the editor of the Burroughs Bulletin. His presentation was part of Herb Fest, held in conjunction with Pulp Fest. This event was recorded on Friday, August 20, 2021, at Pulp Fest 2021 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This presentation, we'll keep it short, is on how Burroughs was writing into his primary series and looking at additional stories toward the end of his writing career. And why these stories wind up not really finishing out storylines, or in some cases even manuscripts themselves. All right, how many of y'all were here for yesterday evening's presentation on? Let me ask this question: who was not here yesterday? Thank you for your loyalty to Edgar Rice Burroughs. As I mentioned yesterday, when Burroughs moved to Hawaii in 1940. He picked up a pretty rigorous writing schedule in 1940 into 1941, and he wrote both novels and novelettes. And as you'll notice here, he actually staggered these novelettes from the Tarzan, Mars, Venus, and Pellucidar series, one after the other. It's interesting that he didn't just write one set in a row, because they were meant to be semi-linked stories anyway for book publication. But he, in fact, went from one to the next, and frankly, I think Burroughs himself did not like to be bored. And when his imagination kicked in, that's when he got interested in what he was writing. And while some people say a lot of his later stories were more travelogue than plot-driven, the reality is I think he enjoyed just the creative process of coming up with these new races and these new creatures and even new settings. I think that's what made it worth fun for him to go back to the typewriter. Also, by the way, as we discussed yesterday, his income had taken some real blows 1939 to 1940 with the start of the war. Income from outside sources were drying up. He himself was paying for two households, his and his ex-wives. And so he just needed to create some means of income. With that in mind, in reality, even though he said he was a novel writer and not a short story writer or a novelette writer, the reality is that he in fact could do well in the short form when he wanted to. And the most probably the best set of short stories he wrote were the 12 short stories in The Jungle Tales of Tarzan. And he did write a number of short pieces over the years, especially later in his life, that were completely outside of his standard writing, meaning that weren't the fantastic or the Tarzan novels. And what he did, though, he decided to go back to the short form again with this idea of something he called the New Tarzan series, where he offered up to Don Connicutt at Blue Book and Baron at Munsey's about doing Tarzan the Jungle Detective as 15 to 20,000 word novelettes. Frankly, the editors weren't that excited. They themselves had their problems at the time. We were talking late 1938 when he proposed this. There were depression, the war was starting to show itself in Europe. There were things already happening in the Far East with Japan. They were having problems getting income. They were on razor-thin profit margins. So they really wanted something that would wow an audience. You know, the Burroughs name and Tarzan and others would draw people in, but you know, they also wanted to be sure they were publishing good fiction. So I don't think they were that excited with this. Nonetheless, Burroughs went ahead and actually wrote the first of his Jungle Detective stories, Murder in the Jungle, which was renamed Tarzan and the Jungle Murders. Now, this was edited by Thrilling Adventures editor. So what you see coming out of the magazine was not exactly what Burroughs wrote. But he abandoned that idea of a Jones detective that would use his jungle senses and innate intelligence to uncover stolen property or whatever else was a possibility besides just murder mysteries. He did write another novelette. It was Tarzan the Champion, but it was not a detective-based approach. And then he just went on and wrote other stories in Tarzan and abandoned the idea. So the new Tarzan series, if you want to call it that, or as he called it, pretty much didn't survive very, soon after he started that proposal. And so you might call this potentially an unfinished story approach by Burroughs. This story and the Tarzan the Champion and Quest of Tarzan were published in Tarzan the Castaways by Canaveral in the early 60s. All right, apparently Ralph Rothman, who was running Burroughs Incorporated back in Tarzana, the Secretary General Manager doing day-to-day business, I think he thought that Burroughs still would do well in the novelette form and proposed to Ray Palmer at Ziff Davis this idea that Burroughs would, in fact, write novelettes in his series, Tarzan and Venus, Mars, and Pellucidar. He would write these novelettes that could be put together that would share a framework that could then be published in hardcover as novels by ERB Incorporated. So what this meant was that steady income that Burroughs needed by putting out product that would be bought one at a time, and Palmer agreed that he would, in fact, buy these stories. And that's what you saw, that progression of stories that Burroughs was putting out in 1940 and 41. And there's Ralph Rothman on the left there, conferring with ERB back when they were still in the States, and there's Ray Palmer on the right. So, Burroughs decided to go off planet, off of Mars, and in fact went to Jupiter with a Skeleton Men of Jupiter, which was clearly going to be the first of a series of stories, because John Carter was captured and taken to Jupiter by the Skeleton Men, and he was on his way back to Mars to rescue folks, and there was never another story. But it did appear with the St. John cover in Amazing Stories in February 1943, which is a couple of years after he wrote it. It was reprinted in hardcover along with a purported ERB novelette by Canaveral Press in the book titled John Carter Mars. Now, the other novelette, as we discussed yesterday, was not written by Burroughs. And why it took so long for people to finally acknowledge it wasn't is interesting. But it's still being published as part of the series even today. It was written by his son, John Coleman Burroughs, as a big little book, and then it was expanded a bit for publication in the magazine. As I understand it, Jane Ralston Burroughs, Jack Burroughs' wife, helped in that endeavor. And that also appeared in Amazing Stories, actually, ironically, earlier in January 1941. And the Big Little Book came out in 1940. And that has a St. John cover as well. So anything that generates a St. John cover is worth the sacrifice. I will tell you that there have been a couple of folks that have written unauthorized sequels to that Skeleton Men of Jupiter. The last Venus novelette was The Wizard of Venus. It never appeared in magazine form. It was rejected when it was shopped around. But it did appear in Canaveral Press's compilation of four stories, Tales of Three Planets. And that's a Roy Krenkel pen and ink adorning the cover. So the first publication, a color painting by Krenkel, and then in the reprint series were being run back in the 1991, Richard Hescock did the cover for that reprint. Both out of, first was by Ace Books, and the second was by Ballantine Books Del Rey imprint. Now, by the way, Burroughs did in fact run a set of novelettes for Pellucidar, but he actually finished those First three were published in the 1940s, the last one, Savage Pellucidar, which was one of the few stories he wrote after 1941. He wrote that in 1944. It did appear not till 1963 in a magazine. And then not long after that, it appeared in Savage Pellucidar, the novel, in the Carnaval Press edition, with all four novelettes. But Burroughs did something interesting, unique, and the first time he journeyed outside of our own solar system when he started the Beyond the Farthest Star, or Pelota, series. And he wrote two novelettes in this series, but he created a new solar system and a new set of planets, new language, new alphabet, really had a significant background structure for what was clearly going to be a series of stories that might have gone well beyond just four novelettes. But this is what got actually published in his lifetime. The first one, called The Adventure on Pelota, appeared in a blue book that did not adorn the cover. Its sequel, Tango Returns, Tango being the name of the protagonist that was transported from Earth to the planet of Pelota, 450,000 light years away. It was never published in magazine form or in his lifetime. They were brought together as in Tales of Three Planets by Carnaval Press. And there you see on the right, a paperback edition by Ace with a Frank Frazetta cover. There have been one authorized sequel to that in the Wild Adventures of Edgar S. Burroughs series. And this is what Burroughs did in creating what was clearly going to be a longer series of stories. He created a solar system which had planets that actually shared an atmosphere belt. And they were very close together. The sun was very small. It was possible. The idea was that you could actually fly from one planet to the next in a flyer. Now, he did review his ideas with an astronomer who lived in Hawaii, or on Hawaii, and not surprisingly, the astronomer said, this is pushing the limits of science, but because it'd be very unstable, wouldn't survive very long, this idea. But he said, you know, it's interesting, thanks for the discussions, I enjoyed it, and of course, Burroughs was happy to keep writing the stories. But as you can see, it was pretty extensive what he started building for the world of Pelota and the system of Omos. And we'll talk a little more about this in the short panel after this presentation with Kathy Wilbanks and Chris Carey about the restored edition. Now, interesting enough, and this is the last major thing that Burroughs wrote in his lifetime, was he started a new Tarzan novel in 1946. He typed up 83 pages. Frankly, it was pretty bare bones. I mean, he was not a well man in his last years. Had difficulty getting energy or interest to write. Although I will tell you that when it came to correspondence, he really continued writing to friends and the many people that he got to know, both in Hawaii, because he really was something of a social animal in those years. And people he had met when he was a war correspondent and was in the Pacific Theater three times. So it wasn't as if he just completely sat and did nothing, but he put his energy on family and writing to friends and acquaintances. But he did start this novel. It's interesting because there were two, what looked like two black African-American protagonists in this. It would have been interesting to see where the story would have gone if Burroughs had finished it. But it was a pretty substantial start. Edgar S. Burroughs Incorporated had Joe R. Lansdale finish the manuscript. In the story is called Tarzan the Lost Adventure. And it did appear with Dark Horse Comics. They printed it in four installments to look like a modern version of a pulp magazine. Had some very high quality artists do both cover, which was Arthur Soydom, and interiors by some of the best in pen and ink drawing. So that in itself harkened back to the days of pulp magazines. And then the story is brought together into a hardcover a year later. All right, just to round out this discussion, There were a number of works that Burroughs did that just didn't see publication in his lifetime, or just didn't see hardcover publication. Just a reminder of the fact that he wrote more than just his novels and novelettes. He wrote a number of small fiction pieces and wrote a lot of nonfiction. You see there, nonfiction with Edgar Rice Burroughs Tells All is one version of a compilation of his writings, most of which had been published sometime in newspapers or in magazines and other places. Tales of Love and Murder brought a couple of unpublished stories, and he had done a set of murder mysteries, closed room murder mysteries type stories, and those were brought together with some other, again, as I've said, with some other unpublished. And that title is wrong. It's A Forgotten Tales of Love and Murder. Apologize. I forgot the forgotten. In the meantime, Canaveral Press did publish stories that were never brought out in hardcover. You saw Tales of Three Planets. Tarzan the Castaways was the first hardcover of those stories that did appear in magazines. Savage Pellucidar brought together the four novelettes in the final stories. Burroughs was going to call it originally Girl in Pellucidar, or Girl of Pellucidar. And then Tarzan the Madman, a full-length novel that actually never got accepted by anybody for publication in his lifetime. Also, I'm a Barbarian, and by the way, he wrote Wizard of Venus, that little novelette, over like an 8-month stretch. The reason it took 8 months is he put it down and decided to write I'm a Barbarian. Finished the novel, one of the longer novels he wrote, and then went back and finished his novelette on Venus. That was not published until, I hope I don't get the date wrong, 1967. Up until the last run of publications with the Burroughs imprint, this was the last Burroughs book for quite a long time. As you see, it sports a Jeff Jones cover, and Jeff Jones actually did 7, 8, or 9 interiors, which I am unaware have ever been published. I was a lucky fellow, happened to find them being offered by an auction house, and I got a couple of them before they were all gone. So there's even unpublished artwork, not just unpublished stories. There's still more unpublished stuff out there by Burroughs. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's not Tarzan of the Apes Would Have Been Returned, Part 2. It's some of his interesting stuff he wrote all the way through World War II, which just didn't get accepted. Or in some cases, he literally just rewrote in a couple of things he didn't finish. In fact, he even had a Tarzan short story fragment, I think back from the days of Jungle Tales, that was recently approved for completion. And I believe you can buy copies of that in, I'm going to mispronounce it, Sirsova, the adventure magazine. How close am I, Chris, to Kathy, to getting that one right?
Sirsova, right?
Because I don't think I see the person here. Burroughs did movie treatments all the way from his early, from the 1910s, when he got excited about maybe Hollywood paying him some money for story ideas. So a number of those exist. He offered to do movie treatments for a number of his novels. As I mentioned yesterday, he had offered to update a movie treatment for Beyond 30 that would be relevant to Europe and the storm clouds of World War II. And published recently in Tarzan the Lost Empire. He had done a 20-page or longer movie treatment of the novel. Minus the Germans, he put Germans in some of those novels because he was trying to get his German market back after beating them to death in Tarzan the Untamed or Feeding the Lions. And so he took the Germans out, but otherwise it was a novel. This is during the early Weissmuller, and yet he was trying to get Tarzan back to Tarzan with this. And he did shop it with a major studio or two. Again, I mentioned he did some of odd short fiction, and of course there's still some nonfiction out there which I don't think has been published, although most of it's been raked up pretty hard with those books I mentioned. And those are all authorized books by ERB Incorporated. All right, I promise to keep this short. I know nothing more than what I just told you. But I'm open for questions, so you can prove my inability to answer questions. Questions from anybody. Was I that thorough? Wow.
Pretty thorough.
Again, it's Burroughs just, in my opinion, couldn't help writing. If he wasn't writing a short story, fiction, he was writing nonfiction and articles and poems. If he wasn't doing that, he was writing correspondence. I had this natural desire to write. And I don't think it's quite, you don't quite realize that until you start looking at all the things he put out over his lifetime. It's pretty interesting. And of course, you get to see the man himself, warts and all, and even occasionally growing as a person, as he thinks about the world as he got older. So to me, that's a pleasure. If you find the man interesting, the way he writes interesting, almost anything that he's done has a special flavor to it, as far as I'm concerned. All right, that gives us a chance to, I guess, set up for the panel, and we can relax a little.
You've been listening to a Pulp Event podcast, brought to you by the PulpNet, your link to the online world of the pulp magazines for over 25 years. Please visit us online at thepulp.net. Also, look for the PulpNet on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you for listening, and keep reading the pulps. The Pulp Event podcast is copyright 2021.